Bauhaus Building, Part 1.
We're standing at the crossroads between Bauhausstrasse and Hardenbergstrasse, just before we come to the Bauhaus Building.
When I finally saw the Bauhaus, the entire building seemed to have been cast from a single piece, like a persistent thought. At that moment, I instinctively stood completely still. This was not astonishment in the face of an ingenious invention, no. It was pure admiration.
That was how the Russian avant-garde writer Ilya Ehrenburg described his first encounter with the building in 1928. Founded in Weimar in 1919 as the Modern University for Design, the Bauhaus was driven from the city just a few years later by the new right-wing government in Thüringen and found a new home in Dessau in 1925.
The Dessau city elders facilitated the construction of a very special school building. It was to unite the University of Design and the Technical Institute of Dessau. Today, the Bauhaus building is one of the most famous buildings of the 20th century and is a UNESCO World Heritage Site. Its architect, Walter Gropius, director of the university and therefore client and contractor rolled into one, decided to construct the building from reinforced concrete, steel and glass in a pointedly sober choice of black and white. At that time, the building was more reminiscent of an industrial construction than a school. The individual elements of the university, such as the administration wing, workshops, student accommodation, canteen and the vocational school, were not spread over a campus as is customary. Instead, they were centralized in one asymmetrical building complex.
Every part of the building was designed to suit its specific function. The student rooms were located in the raised wing on the left. The balconies and the open roof terrace served as a meeting place. The orientation of this part of the building ensured that it got the sun in the morning. The wing on the right housed the vocational school and the classrooms.
Gropius himself had his office in the long central wing, the bridge. Not only did it serve as a connecting element between the university and the vocational school, it also offered a comprehensive view of the entire campus. Today, the adjoining room houses the office of Professor Philip Oswald, the head of the Bauhaus Dessau Foundation, which was founded in 1994.
He'll tell us about the Bauhaus concept as we make our way to the main entrance directly behind the bridge. Be careful crossing the road.
Die Bauhaus-Idee ist der Versuch, sozusagen die mit den Möglichkeiten der Gegenwart die Probleme der Gegenwart zu lösen und eben halt nicht auf tradierte Formen zurückzugreifen, sondern die Sachen von Grund auf neu zu denken, interdisziplinär.
The Bauhaus concept is the attempt to solve the problems of today using the possibilities of today. And this does not mean resorting to traditional methods. Instead, it means rethinking things from scratch in an interdisciplinary manner across all of the arts, from architecture, theater, art, design and graphics. All of this in order to find a functional solution for everyday life that is also suitable for mass production. The Bauhaus Dessau Foundation was one of the two institutions supported by the IBA office and also supplied the initial idea for the IBA. Within the context of the Bauhaus legacy, the foundation is tasked with finding creative solutions to today's challenges. In the 1920s, one wasn't confronted with contradictory questions. Back then, they were concerned with the housing shortage, the solution of the housing problem for the working classes, a growth problem. Today, the problems are different. The population is declining, but the need to find good solutions for the present and for the everyday life of people has remained the same.
If you haven't already done so, you should really visit the complex of buildings here. In addition to exhibitions and regular guided tours, concerts and debates are also held here. The feeling of transparency that the building conveys with its wide windows and asymmetric structure continues when you walk inside. Take the bright, roomy staircase, for example, which was designed to be the intersecting point for all departments and fields. Wherever you go in the Bauhaus, you can see and be seen.
Our next stop on the tour begins here, in front of the entrance.